Our next speaker is Penny Gage. Penny is the Business Development Officer for the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. She was raised in Sitka, went to UAF, earning a dual bachelor's degree in communication and Spanish. She served as a community health volunteer for the Peace Corps in Nicaragua. She's also earned her Master of Science in Foreign Service from Georgetown University. She's got a variety of other things that she's been involved with. In her current role, Penny works with Alaska's emerging industries and the growing startup community to diversify and facilitate economic development across the state. Prior to this, she was the deputy director for the Institute of the North, which is a nonprofit think tank that works to evaluate the voices of Alaskans in state, national, and international arenas on Arctic issues. Let's give Penny Gage a nice warm.
Hi. So as Tim mentioned, I grew up in Sitka, so I always love the opportunity to leave Anchorage and get a little closer to the ocean. So thanks for inviting me, Tim and Caitlin. We work closely, as you're the regional arter. I've been with the State Division of Economic Development about a year. And I am not the expert on crowdfunding, but I hopefully know just enough to be dangerous. We also have a division, I work for the Division of Economic Development, the Division of Banking and Securities are the real experts, although they're not the fun people who come out and promote and speak in public forums like Alyssa and I do. So I'm here to give you some of the basics. If you have more technical questions, I can refer you to them. They're also located in Anchorage. A little bit about the Division of Economic Development, where Alyssa works with me now, so she touched on some of this. We work closely with CAPED. We also manage the Made in Alaska program and the Product Preference program and 10 revolving loan programs. And we work with the Alaska Minerals Commission as well as their liaison. So I have a question for you. Who here owns a small business? Raise your hand. Wow. Great. Who here has ever invested in a business? Wow. Okay. This is a great audience for this. So, big scary chart. I put some of these on the back tables, on the round tables in the back. I put some on my handouts. Most of them are available online, so I don't feel like you have to grab one. What I want you to get from this is basically that intrastate crowdfunding, the red part, is one way of financing your business. There are several other ways. So I think people hear the word crowdfunding, they think that that's an easy way that money can just flow in the door. There's several other ways. So the top two there are friends and family. Those are other exemptions. You can have folks who are Alaskans or non-Alaskans invest in your company as well. Intrastate crowdfunding, we'll talk more about it. You can raise up to $1 million, $10,000 per person, per investor. You don't have to be an accredited investor. So an accredited investor is someone who earns $250,000 per year or has a net worth of $1 million, excluding their home. So wealthy people, you don't have to be that to participate in equity crowdfunding, and intrastate crowdfunding, which we'll talk about today. There's also small offerings and other federal exemptions that are on that chart, but there's some in the back, as I mentioned. The idea behind it was just to let you know that there are multiple ways to raise capital. Yeah. The next slide would have been talking about community investing. So that's the idea behind crowdfunding, is that we want folks to invest in their own communities. You might do that already. You might choose to shop locally rather than go to a big box store. You might choose that one right there. You might choose to buy Alaskan-grown products rather than something shipped in from Chile. We believe that, especially in unstable federal and state budgetary times, that it's really important to invest in your community, and crowdfunding is one way of doing that. There we go. So I saw this article a few months ago, and I saved it. So perhaps Kenai residents, Soldano residents, might be a little more wealthy than most people in the state, so maybe this is a good audience to talk to. There might be some resources down here. You guys are not losing jobs as quickly as other regions. You might have some dollars to invest in your local companies. So this would be a prime area for crowdfunding. I don't know. There we go. So what is crowdfunding? You've probably heard of sites like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe. That's one type of crowdfunding at the top where you get a thank you gift in recognition for your donation. We're talking today about equity or debt crowdfunding. So investors provide cash expecting a return on their investment. In 2016, the legislature passed the Innovating Alaska Act, which allows individual Alaskans to invest in companies. And as I mentioned, $1 million maximum, up to $10,000 per person. These are long-term holdings. They're not liquid. You shouldn't be expecting to get rid of them right away. You can't sell them for 12 months. There's a variety of other restrictions on them. You're a passive investor. You are getting an interest in the company, and companies will provide a promise of it, perhaps a dividend down the road, or perhaps it's a bond, or it depends how it's set up. And the operating agreement will spell out your rights. So, Sitka again. Have you guys ever heard of the Baranof Island Brewing Company in my hometown? They are the first and only company to be participating in interstate crowdfunding right now. They started this last spring, and they are extending their crowdfunding raise. They ended at the end of December, and I think they're going to extend for a few more months. So there are only companies so far. So that's why I'm out here speaking to groups like at this conference to get the word out, so folks have a good idea of what's going on. But breweries, it's actually very appropriate that Baranof Island Brewing was the first company, because nationwide, in the 30-something other states where interstate crowdfunding is allowed, breweries are a pretty common type of company to participate in crowdfunding. Breweries, restaurants, small businesses where you can go in, feel like you're a part of the company, you feel a loyalty or allegiance to that company, are really good fits for crowdfunding. So, more about the Innovating Alaska Act. As I mentioned, you don't have to be an accredited investor. If you are an accredited investor, if you meet those thresholds that I mentioned earlier, that $10,000 maximum does not apply to you. You can invest more. So when you do set up with crowdfunding, say you're a small business that wants to engage in this, you have to set a minimum target amount and set up an escrow account. And that can be, that was sort of a holdup for Baranof Island Brewing Company. You can set up an escrow account at any bank that is registered to do business in the state of Alaska. So it doesn't have to be one that's specifically located in Kenai or Soldotna. The minimum target amount is a good way to safeguard your investors and your company. So say you want to make your brewery and you want to open up a new facility, which is what Baranof Island Brewing Company did, and you need $500,000 to open up that new facility. That would be your minimum target amount you might set. Say you only raise $200,000. So all the funds that come in go to this escrow account. Say you only raise $200,000, that money's not yet released to you, and it's a way of protecting investors that might be asking, well, what are you going to do now with my money? If you don't have $500,000, what will the $200,000 be used for? So that's an important amount to think about as you set up your crowdfunding raise. Investors must be Alaska residents. As the company, you have to prove that. You have to get a copy of their ID, their property tax records, voter registration. You have to prove that. Any type of for-profit corporation can participate, and that's different from some other states. It's more open here. $150 fee you pay to the Division of Banking and Securities, which is the division that accepts your application. And cannabis companies can participate. They must meet more stringent residency requirements, and that's not a requirement of this act. It's a requirement from the Marijuana Control Board. They have to meet PFD residency requirements. And this is what's unique about crowdfunding, is you can advertise in print, online, you can set up a website, Facebook ads. However, they must only target Alaska residents, and you have to have your materials pre-approved by the Division of Banking and Securities. So you can have a website similar to, if you've ever entered a brewery website, you have to click like I am over 21. This would be I am an Alaska resident to enter and view it. You can put some ads in local papers. You can target to Kenai residents on Facebook or other sites. And that's pretty new and exciting with this regulation. Oh, thanks. So it's risky. Investing in general is risky, as several of you might know who raised your hands earlier. Investing in startups is especially risky. You shouldn't be investing more than you're willing to lose. That's just a baseline. But there's several protections that are required by this act. So there's an investment cap of $10,000. They're not going to let you invest your entire retirement savings account unless you're an accredited investor. There's warnings and offering documents that are required. The escrow account that I mentioned earlier helps provide some protections for investors. And it's required to be within the state. And the idea behind this is that you should be able to walk down the street and get to know this company, get to know who the directors are, read about them online. Maybe since it's Alaska, you know, maybe fly across the state. And they're required to release all the folks who are in charge there, their physical locations, and just having realistic expectations on behalf of investors and getting to know the business. And for businesses, also realistic expectations. There's required risk disclosures. And then it's very important to get a qualified securities attorney. For all types of investment, it's complicated. There's implications beyond for future fundraising down the road. So it's really important that you speak with an attorney. Baranoff Allen Brewing Company, since they're our only case study to go on, they worked with a local attorney in Sitka and kind of figured it out as they went. They switched from being member-managed LLC to like an owner-managed LLC, I believe, to protect their business and to keep the control within their company. So they did a few things at the advice of their attorney. We can go to the next one. So these are some resources that are set up. As I mentioned, this only passed in 2016, so we're still sort of new and we're learning as we go. But there's other states like Oregon that do a really great job of crowdfunding already, and they have nonprofits set up to promote it. They have websites set up similar to Kickstarter, but for equity crowdfunding, where all the different companies with crowdfunding raises that are open are listed. We don't have one of those in Alaska yet, and that's a business opportunity. You could set up that site. You can charge a fee to be listed. No one has just done it yet in Alaska. But the Division of Banking and Securities website is there. They have some crowdfunding resources. They're the regulators. So they're the ones that accept your application. They're the ones that would approve your ads before they go online. And then there's us. We're the fun cousins of banking and securities. And we can talk to you about if you're a good fit. And then there's some resources here, which I'll go into. And just about my role, I work with startups, entrepreneurs, new businesses, emerging industries, also a little bit with mining. And so this is my goal, and that's the really fun part of our work, is to work with these new companies. So this is one of the resources on there. This is something we learned through Baranoff Allen Brewing Company. So ADN, you might have seen, ran an article this summer, maybe July or so, on Baranoff Allen Brewing Company. So basically saying, wow, there's these new crowdfunding regulations out there, and look, Baranoff Island is the first one to do it. And they got a lot of interest from Anchorage people that they were not prepared for. It's a small place ran by a couple. They didn't have someone on social media that was ready. They didn't have an email set up. They didn't have a website. And so folks would request financial documents or background information they wanted to know before they invested their money, which is a smart thing to ask. Baranoff Allen Brewing wasn't quite prepared for that. What we've learned as a best practice from other areas is that you should have a prospectus set up. And several of you that are business owners might already have something like this, or you've used it in the past. It basically provides basic information about your company. And I put a Word document template up on our site and got a lot of good feedback from different investors and entrepreneurs in the state. So it's like your logo, details about the crowdfunding offering, your management team, some basics about your financials. You're not giving them everything, just some basics. And this would be great to have just as a PDF ready to shoot out to whoever contacts you that's interested. So this is something that it's not required, but it's we highly recommend it. And also all the technically required things in the law are included in this, a lot of the required disclosures. And the next one is a frequently asked questions document that I printed out a few of in the back tables. And this has a section for investors and for businesses. So that answers a lot of what I've talked about today, but provides some of the question answers to those questions. And that's on our website as well, the Division of Economic Development. And for more information, we're located in Anchorage. Alyssa and I, and then also the Division of Banking and Securities, their main staff is in Anchorage. My email's up there, and then if you're really interested in pursuing this and are interested in an application, then the Division of Banking and Securities would be the one to talk to. So with that, I'll just see if there's any questions. And I know Tim and Caitlin have posted the frequently asked questions to your website as well. Wow, thanks.
Thank you.
This is overwhelming.
Thank you, Penny.